We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Dalad, paragraph Chaf Beis. Rav Nosson Zal now is bringing together the topic of Purim and the topic of Bris Mila, tied in our discussion regarding the topic of Zman and Lamala Min Hazman. V'Yalkein, so in the previous Shir we spoke about the Shnas HaYibur, about a leap year, that when it comes to a leap year, the month that doubles up is the month of Adar, which has the holiday of Purim in it, so that we end up having two Purims. It's called Purim Katan and Purim Gadol. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein homan amolek sherotzo lizgabra l'Yisrael, and therefore, homan, who comes from the nation of Amolek, who wanted to try to destroy the Jewish people, V'chol his gabrusoi hoyo sherotzo lahagbir havlei hazman, and his whole effort was directed towards strengthening the foolishness of this world, of time in this world, sheshom toikev hadin hanechaz bizman. That's where the attribute of harshness of Hashem, din, judgment, is associated. It's associated with Zman, it's associated with Olam Hazeh, and especially the Havlei, the foolishness of Olam Hazeh. Alkein rotzo lahashmid laharoig l'abed. And this is why he wanted to destroy and annihilate the Jewish people. Ki homon hu bechinas sitra demoisa chas v'shalom. Because homon is on the side of death, on the side of the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMoves. The Gemara tells us those are one angel. V'alkein hipil pur miyoim liyoim u'michoydish l'choydish. And this is why the Megillah tells us that he prepared a lottery to draw lots, and he did it from day to day, from month to month, to try to be able to identify what's the best timing possible to be able to destroy the Jewish people. Ki tolo hakoil bizman, because Haman based everything on time. V'choshav ba'oitzim chochmosoi horo, hayoim v'hazman sheyuchal lehizgaber al Yisrael chas v'shalom. And he used his great knowledge that he had of magic, of sorcery, of other things like that, to try to be able to find out what's the ultimate time that he could use to be able to defeat the Jews. V'nofaloi hagoyrol ba'ador. And with all of his calculations, he came up with the month of Adar, v'somach, and he was very happy, machma shechoshav she'oz hu b'chinas arichas hazman, because he thought that Adar represents the longest time. Me'achar shehu soif chodshei hashona, because it's at the end of all the months of the year, shehu b'chinas achris hashona, which is the end of the year, sheshom achizas hazman b'yoyser. That's where the gashmius of time can be felt the most. Ki kol ma shehazman nisrachik mei haschalosoi, mizgaber hatoz shel arichas hazman b'yoyser. Because the more that the timing of a certain item moves away from its beginning, the more the time feels much longer. For example, if a person, let's say, knows a person, children in school know that at the end of June, school is out. As it gets closer to the, throughout the whole year, they're waiting for that summer vacation. But as it gets closer, as they move away from the beginning of the year, it feels longer and longer. It seems like it's taking longer time. So here also, Haman thought that if we're at the end of the year, that's when the time, the achiza sazman, is the strongest. V'alkein choshav she'oz yizgabra al Yisrael chas v'sholom, and that's why he thought that that's the perfect time for him to be able to defeat Klal Yisrael. She'enom roitzim leilech achar havle azman, the Jewish people who are refusing to cooperate and to go to follow his path in life, to go after the foolishness of Olam Hazeh, of Zman. V'dosehem shoynois mikolom. As he said, their culture is totally different from all the other nations. Ki heim ma'aminim bebechinas lamala mi'azman. Because the Jewish people believe in above time. They believe in spirituality. They believe in an afterlife. Tchias ha'meisim. They believe in lamala mi'azman. And the Jews are involved throughout their lives to try to attach and connect Zman, this physical world, to Lamala Miazman, to the spiritual. This ties back to what we learned in the previous year about the secret of intercalation, the whole concept of knowing when we have to make a leap year, when we have to make a Rosh Chodesh 2 days. Shema Abrim Ador Daiko, whereby it's the month of Ador that we add another one when it's necessary. V'hu rotzo lezgabar al zeh. Haman wanted to try to defeat all of this. Ki kofar bo zeh, he denied this concept of lamala miyazman. V'omar sheba ador yizgabar alayhem ayidei chochmas hakishuf sheloi. And he felt confident that in the month of Ador, that's when he'll be able to defeat the Jewish people using his knowledge of magic. Shero, through which he saw, shekefi hamazolos, that based on the constellations of the stars, based on the signs of the zodiac, yesh loy koyach oz lizgabar aleim chas v'shalom. It's a perfect, opportune time for him to be able to try to defeat the Jewish people. Ube'emes hoyo Yisrael oz besakono atzuma moed moed. And the truth is, the Torah tells us that the Jewish people were at that time in tremendous, tremendous danger. Kimuva b'chol ha'sforim, as is brought in all the sforim that write about it. Ki bevadai kifi hamazolos, shubchinas tachas hazman, hoyoloi koyach has v'shalom lizgabar aleihem. Because he was definitely right, that based on the signs of the zodiac, it was a perfect opportunity, the best opportunity possible, for him to be able to chas v'shalom defeat the Jewish people. Avol be'emes Hashem yisporach chomal aleihem. However, the fact is that Hashem had pity on the Jews. Ve'heir aleihem he'oro neflo mebechinas lema'ala mi'azman. And Hashem introduced into the world, he shined down upon the Jewish people an incredible bright light, a very high level light, coming from lema'ala mi'azman, from above the concept of time, from out of this world. Shehu bechinas Mordechai, that's the light of Mordechai. Shehu bechinas shonim kadmoinios, which represents something that dates back all the way to the beginning of time. Kimuva besimen samach ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Samach in Likutei Moran, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where he speaks about different types of stories. Stories of recent times and stories that date back thousands of years. And he refers to Megillas Esther as an example of Sipurei Maaseiyos Mishonim Kadmoinios, a story that goes way, way back, thousands of years ago. And this concept of this Shonim Kadmoinios also refers to a very high level of chesed. We mentioned previously that the higher we go on the ladder in the Midos of Hashem, the more we move up the ladder, the more we're reaching higher and higher levels of age and kindness. We said that the lower midos of Hashem, Netzach Hod Yesod, are referred to as Bonim, Chesed Gvura Teferes are referred to as Avos, Chochmah and Bina are referred to as Sovin, grandparents, and Keser is referred to as great-grandparents. So this concept that the more we go back in time, earlier, the older we are, the higher level of chesed that we're talking about. And as a result of this great light that Hashem shined down upon the Jews at that time, this light of Mordechai, this light of Shonim Kadmoinios, that caused Haman's lottery to backfire on him, to boomerang on him. him and his children were destroyed on that day that the lottery had shown to be the day that he was going to defeat the Jews. Kihem tachas hazman, because Haman and his family, they are under time. They are within time. Aval Yisrael olu ligdula neiroz, whereas the Jewish people rose in fame and in stature and in respect at that time. Ki zochu ledoirois sheyoir aleim oz heor neflam bechinas Mordechai shminas l'mal mezman, because the Jewish people was zochen not just at that time, but from that time on for generations. That day, that holiday of Purim, was established as a time when this very great light of Hashem, this light that's called Mordechai, which is something that's lemala miyazman, shines down upon the Jewish people every year on this holiday of Purim. V'zeh sham rabbi seinu zal, and this is what the Gemara tells us, shesoma chomon kishanof aloy hagoyrol ba'ador, that Haman was happy when he saw that the lottery came out on the month of Adar, Machmas She'oz Meis Moshe, because he knew that that's the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu, the most outstanding leader of the Jewish people, had died in that month. So he felt that's a good sign that this is a month that's not good for the Jewish people. Ki Moshe hu bechinas lamala miyazman. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik of the caliber that represents above the concept of time. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, ma shehoyo hu sheyeh. That which was in the past is that which is going to be in the future. That pasuk is tying together past and future, showing that there's no difference. What was is what's going to be. So we see past and future are one. The first letters of Ma Shehoyo Hu spell the word Moshe, showing us that Moshe Rabbeinu is a tzaddik of that caliber where past and future are one, because he is Lamala Miyazman. Komeshe Kosuv Baharoshe Prokemanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter 79 in the second half of Likut Imran, which we said is only Roshe Prokem, it's only pieces, it's not a regular flow of a Torah. Ki Moshe nosan lanu kol haTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the entire Torah, shehi chayenu ve'oirech yomeinu, which is our life and the longevity of our days. It's called oirech yomeinu. Shekol ikro hilis kasher ulikolel bebchinas lamal miyazman, where the whole objective of the Torah, the whole purpose of the Torah, is to help us be able to connect to a place lemala miyazman, above time, to be able to connect to the future world, which is above time. Shehu ha'olam haba, bechinas hayoyim la'asoysom ulamocha l'kabel schorim. As the Gemara says, today you will do the mitzvahs, you'll do the Torah, tomorrow you will reap the reward. So olam haba is referred to as tomorrow. V'alkein be'emes machmazeh meis Moshe ba'ador. And the fact is, Rav Nosson says, the truth is, this is exactly why Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in the month of Adar. Sheboi soid ho'ibur. That's the month that determines the calendar. That's the month which is either 1 month or 2 months, you know, to make it a leap year or a regular year. Shehu lehi kolel hazman bebechinas lemalam hazman. That's where we take time and we plug it into above time, as we saw in the previous year. We take the 12 months of the year, which represent time, and we plug them into the 13th level. Number 13 represents the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem. That represents Olam Haba, above the concept of time. Shezeo b'chinas Moshe kanal, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. V'homon horosha yemach shemoi to. The evil, wicked Haman was mistaken. V'sovar, he thought, shemach mas she'oz meis Moshe, since that's the month when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, there is no longer anybody available who can do this anymore, who can plug Zman into Lamalim Yazman. V'alkein sovar she'oz yizgaber al Yisroel aydei yizgabrus hazman kanal. That's why he thought he'll use this month of Adar, which is the last month of the year. It's the end. It's the end of 12 months. It's the most steeped in time. And that's going to be his perfect opportunity to drown the Jewish people in time, in Zman, in Olam Hazeh. Avol be'emes, but the truth is, ish bar lo yeda, the fool doesn't realize, she'oz hoya Mordechai, that Hashem made it, that during the generation of Haman, there was also a Mordechai, shehu bechinas Moshe, who was a tzaddik of the type of caliber like Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu l'malam yazman, he's also above time, shehu yodea lahamshech kedushas Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dor v'dor, Mordechai Tzaddik was one of those who had the ability to draw the light of Moshe Rabbeinu into his generation. To take Zman and plug it into Lamalam Yazman. And that's specifically why Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in the month of Adar, not in the month of Nisan or Iyar, because this is one of Moshe Rabbeinu's main missions, to take the entire year. He's at the back of the year. He's taking the whole year from Nisan through Adar and plugging it into the 13th, plugging it into the highest place. Lamalam Yazman. This is what led to the Jewish people achieving a tremendous elevation. Oz Daika, at that time, during the month of Adar. V'zeh b'chinas l'kayim es yemei ha'purim ho'ele b'zmaneihem. And this is also why the Torah tells us there that the once the whole success was complete in the story of Purim, Mordechai and Esther established these days of Purim as a holiday, and it says over there, b'zmaneihem, during their times, plural. It doesn't say bizmanom at that their time. It says bizmanehem. And the Gemara, in the beginning of Megillah, spends a lot of time explaining that the word zmanehem, it could have said zman, and it could have said zmanim, and instead it said zmanehem. That's super duper zman. That's many, many times. And the Gemara goes to show how Purim can actually come out on a variety of different days, depending on the schedule, when the courts sit, how things were based during the time of the Gemara. Rav Nosson says, you know what that's all about? You know why that first Mishnah in Megillah starts off defining the different times, the different dates when Purim can take place? On the 11th, on the 12th, 13th, 14th? Because that's what this holiday is all about. Lekasher kol hazmanim l'shoroshim. To do the opposite of what Haman wanted to do. Haman wanted to lock us into the Zman of this world. Our mission is to take all of Zman and plug it into Lamalam Yazman. V'alkein hoyo hanes al yedei nidud shena. And this is why when the Balkore reads the Megillah, when he gets somewhere in the middle, where the chapter begins with the words "Balaylo k'mayshakosu balaylo hahu nododoshnas hamelech," that on a particular night, Achashverosh could not fall asleep, and that's the beginning of the end for Haman. That's the beginning of the defeat of Haman and the rise, the success of the Jewish people. Rav Nosson says, you know why the miracle of Purim was initiated through this sleepless night of Achashverosh? Hainu bechinas bitul hazman, because that's another example of eliminating time. Ki ikar hazman bebechinas sheino kanal, because we said where time is felt the most is when a person's sleeping. Person takes a 5-10 minute nap, and while they're sleeping, it feels like they're going through 30 years of their life. Okay, so now Rav Nosson Zal discussed Purim a little bit. Now he's going to go back in the next paragraph to speak again about Bris Milah. Then he's going to touch on the topic of mikveh for a paragraph, which is very timely because tomorrow night is going to be the Yontif of Shavuos, where Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, based on the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar HaKadosh, that this is the most important mikveh of the year, the mikveh during the night of Shavuos. Those that are privileged to go to the mikveh on Shavuos night, after midnight, before Alois HaShachar, before the morning star comes up. That because we know that Matan Torah is referred to as a wedding, the wedding between Hashem and the Jewish people. The Ksuba, the marriage contract, is the Torah. Just like a bride prepares for a wedding through mikveh purification of 7 days, we go through 7 weeks of purification, culminated by the mikveh. The grand finale is that mikveh on the night of Shavuos. Besides the mikveh on Erev Shavuos, which every yontif, every Shabbos, every yontif, a Jew is supposed to try to go to the mikveh to purify themselves, to accept the holiday upon themselves, here there's something unique. It's called mikveh nun, the mikveh of the 50th level, the mikveh of the night of Shavuos. I hope we'll get to that paragraph still today. Let's see.